गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्मा तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरम् यत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। I think that many of you have heard about Mangal Pandey. You heard about him? How many? Please raise your hand. Mangal Pandey. Not enough. How many of you have heard about Amitabh Bachchan? They are better. They have not heard about Amitabh Bachchan. Why I am asking this question is, fortunately or unfortunately, the way we are living is an aimless, purposeless, idealless life. The lives we are living are just animal lives. Ahara nidra bhaya maidhunancha. These four qualities, food, one in our college, one of our colleagues has gone to a nature cure hospital because he was suffering with diabetes and he got cured. So when he came back to our college, all of us gathered around him and asked him, "You are cured? How?" He said, "There are three things which you should not eat. One is the radio Lal Mirch. You have the radio station Lal Mirch. You are not supposed to eat it. Then Imli, Chintapandu, tamarind. And then of course oil." So he told us in our department that if you can exclude these three items in food, you will be cured. Then do you know how many of us reacted? Then what is the use of life? If you can't eat tamarind, if you can't eat lal mirch, ahara nidra bhaya maidhunancha. Everyone knows that having correct food habits keeps you healthy. But how many of us follow it? None. Got the point? What I am trying to tell you? There is no use in knowing that it is good. The real good comes when you put it into practice. And then sleep. Ahara, nidra. Do you know what the psychologists tell us? None of us knows how to sleep. None of us. And Napoleon knows how to sleep. And Shivaji knows how to sleep. And they used to sleep on horseback for 4 minutes or 5 minutes. They used to sleep on the horseback. It's enough for them. In the battleground. Then so many youth tell me that we are not having sufficient sleep. You never have sufficient sleep even if you sleep for 24 hours. Jai Kumbhakarna. The point I want to make you understand is, we don't know how to sleep. And do you know what is Charaka, the great medical man of India? He says that the best cure for obesity is sleep. Then when you hear this, you may think that, okay, I will not, from now onwards, those who are overweight, what should they do? They should sleep for 12 hours a day. It is not the quantity of sleep that is important. It is the quality of sleep that is important. We don't know how to sleep. And do you know, the fundamentals of yoga is based on sleep. The best asana is Shavasana. And people say, well, we all can practice Shavasana. The easiest asana to practice is Shavasana, but you don't know that it is the most difficult asana. Because according to the yoga culture, yama and niyama comes first and then comes asana and pranayama. All of you are understanding? And we practice asanas without practicing yama and niyama. So what happens? Asanas have become a method to cure diseases. And remember, yoga is not meant to cure disease. Yoga is meant to do a revolutionary work. How we belittle things which are very important. Again, I am repeating, yoga is a methodology of revolution. And for us, what has become yoga? If you are not healthy, go for yoga. Do you think rishis are sick people? How many of you think that rishis are sick? And when they invent asanas, naturally it was not supposed to be a method for curing diseases. Then what are asanas? The asanas are a methodology through which you can become a mouthpiece of Mahakal. That is what Pujya Gurudev used to say, to my organs. I think you have given that. All of you have received it. Hamare ang pratyang. Mare, if you don't give it, what is the use? You try to follow where I am leading you. I have started that we are living a aimless, purposeless life. We are living an animal life. Always remember that when your self-analysis is correct, when you can assess yourself correctly, you can march ahead. You go to a doctor, first he prescribes a number of tests, blood test, urine test, this test, that test. Why? Once the analysis is clear, and once you know where your weakness lies, you are cured. Unfortunately, the present day education system never tells you about life. Never tells you. Every day if you open the newspaper, you will find some student or someone killing himself. Inside. The blame is either to ragging or to some XYZ cause. But the real fault lies in the inability of the youth to understand life. That is where I am trying to give you an analysis. We are living an animal life. And an animal life can never make a human being happy. An animal can be happy, but a human being cannot be happy. Why? Because human being has something more than an animal. That something more is known as the mind. All of you are able to hear? Lot? If not, come forward. Come this side and this side. Because of that sound, they will not be able to hear. It's okay, ma. Come near us. Be in the first benches, not last benches. You are all following what I am telling? The crux of the problem, which we as human beings, and when I say human beings, I mean every human being in the world, not Indian, not European, not American, not African, every human being has a mind. And our way of education does not tell us how to utilize mind. You don't know how to utilize mind. Then what you are doing as an engineering student? You are mugging up certain facts. That's all, certain laws. Is it not? As students, or as parents, or as a human being, are you aware that you are not utilizing your mind? You are just mugging up facts. You know Einstein's theory of relativity. You know Dalton's law. If you are an economist, you have your own laws. Is it not? But that law was put forward by some X or Y or Z, and you are learning it. Is it not? And your teacher is teaching it. But both the teacher and the taught are just giving mugged up facts. Is it not? In science, what we do? You utilize that mugged fact and develop a technology. But still it is a mugged up fact. A developed technology does not give you happiness. Are you happy with all this modern invention? No. And all these modern inventions are nothing but scientific laws developed into a technology. So what does the technology do? It gives you more rest, more free time. But you don't know what to do with the free time. Then what happens? Empty brain is a divine workshop. Huh? Ah, you know it. So that's what's happening. If you can understand this point, where things have gone wrong, then only you can understand Pujya Gurudev's Vichara Kranti Abhiyan, thought revolution. There are number of thoughts. The world is full of thoughts. Somebody thinks about democracy. Rousseau, in 18th century, wrote a five-page article about democracy. That is in 18th century. And that five-page article on democracy is now dominating the world. Everyone wants to be free. Karl Marx, he wrote about communism. And whether you have heard about Karl Marx or not, whether you use the word communism or not, the fact is almost 3/4 of humanity are communists. You understand what I mean by communists? Share what you have. I am not talking about the political communism. Political communism is something else. I am talking about the thought aspect. And then we have the famous socialism. And all isms, the Nazism. Whatever ism it may have, it was started by one man, the thought, and slowly the thought percolated into the humanity. Your understanding, a thought does not percolate into the humanity instantaneously. It takes time. That is where I started with Mangal Pandey. In 1857 May, a group of Hindu sipahis of the British Army did not like the bullets they were given. You know the history? But nobody raised the voice. Mangal Pandey. Then what happened? One by one, in 90 years' time, that unhappiness over a small incident located in Meerut resulted in independence to our country. Is it not? A chain of events happened. But that chain of events was at a time when there was no communication and transport system facilities which we have now. Is it not? So now that we have the communications and transport system facilities, and you know extrapolation, you extrapolate. Suppose the present day communication and transport system was available at the time of Mangal Pandey, then India would have got independence sooner or later. No doubt about it. Now we have the communication system, the transport system, the instantaneous a relationship being established with anyone, anywhere in the world. Is it not a fact? If you want, you can establish a relationship with anyone, anywhere in the world. But the only thing required is you want a basis to think. You need a seed for thought revolution. And that thought revolution is given by Pujya Gurudev only. And when I say only, by that word, I mean that any revolution always starts with a single man. Any revolution. and others follow. Communism, Karl Marx, others follow. Nazism, Hitler, others follow. Gandhiism, Gandhi, others follow. Am I clear in what I am telling you? So a seed thought is always given by a single man. You remember that? A seed will be a seed, that's all. No other man gives that. But what can you do? Take up the seed, let it grow. For growing the seed, you should correct yourself on 4 points. That is where I was telling you about the similarities between a human being and an animal. Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya and Maithuna are common to a human being and to an animal. And now that we are a thinking people, what is the basic thought you have? Suppose I ask you, what are you thinking now? I have asked you, don't suppose it. What are you thinking now? And suppose I ask someone, what do you want to become after 10 years? No answer. The only answer you will give is, I want to earn money. Why you want to earn money? Because you think that money gives happiness. But so many rich people, including politicians and jains in their respective fields, going to a Baba, shows that money does not give happiness. Is it not? If only money can give happiness, there is no need for so many Babas. You try to understand the spirit with which I am telling you, I am talking to you about thought revolution. How to revolutionize your thought. A few days back, I was reading the introduction by Anthony Robbins. How many of you have heard about Anthony Robbins? Anyone? Anthony Robbins? How many of you have heard about Virendranath and Abdul Kuli Sulochana Rani? You heard about Abdul Kuli Sulochana Rani? You heard? No. Anthony Robbins has written a wonderful book called Awaken the Jains Within. Awaken the Jains Within. In that he says that about 5 years back, I was working as a doorman at a bar. 5 years back, the man who has written the book Awaken the Jains Within says, I was working as a doorkeeper. And his education was up to 9th standard. Failed.
I think this is make a very good title for a movie. Not SST, Gautam SST fail, but XYZ, 9th class fail. And one day, as he was opening the door for two very successful and rich business people to enter, you are following, he is a doorkeeper at a bar, and one day he was opening the door for